I pay $85 for lawn maintenance. I'm getting the job done. I'm making progress, just like your prospects when you reach out to them. They're getting the job done too, the best way they know how. So if you were to knock on my door and say, homeowners typically tell me they have weeds, bare spots, or thinning grass. Do any of those issues resonate with you? I'd say, no, I'm good, thanks. If you were to say, do you have a budget? I'd say, no, my budget's frozen. If you said, is the timing right? I'd say, call me next quarter. But that's not what Lewis did when he knocked on my door. Here's what Lewis said throughout several conversations to win my business. Hey Josh, see these branches hanging over your roof that are falling into your gutters? That can actually lead to mold, deterioration, and leaks. Here's something else he said. During a storm, and it's hurricane season coming up, these limbs can fall onto your home and damage your roof. Here's something else he said in another conversation. See these patchy brown spots of grass over here? That's actually caused by low pressure around the valve head. In another conversation, he showed me a landscaping design and said, this will make your home the envy of your neighborhood. He also showed me a lighting plan and said, this plan will not only add beauty to your home, but will make your property more secure. You see what Lewis is doing? Deposit, deposit, deposit. And guess what? Timing suddenly became better. And I found the budget too. I paid him $7,000 for lights and landscaping. And now I'm paying $180 a month for maintenance, 2 times what I was paying before. The takeaway? Lewis didn't ask me about my problems. He illuminated them. Are you asking your prospects about their problems, or are you finding them?